Power of the Nation. Anything happen this weekend? Anything? Any news at all? Anything? God almighty. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. And it's getting serious out here. You are listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. And it's a pleasure to spend time with you. I know your time is precious, and so we have a great broadcast. Our number to call in, we're live right now, 11 Central Time. If you're listening on replay, obviously, that's not going to work. But we're live right now, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. I want to hear your opinion about this because, I mean, my mind's going all over the place. There's a lot of angles to this that seem to never end. And, you know, we'll just get into them. Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun here today.
Morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. Craig Sawyer's going to join us. Sawman Sawyer from
We haven't heard from him in a while. That's good.
Great. Well, the listeners were actually requested. You know, we have so many guests and stuff. We, you know, if you want to hear something, ladies and gentlemen, just tell us. If you have something
request
in mind,
it.
Yeah, request it. Makes it a lot easier. We want to know what you want. I'll talk to whoever you guys want to hear from. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to be able to hear that kind of stuff. So we got news, and then Craig will be here. And look, call in. Love to hear your opinion. Todd, let me know when somebody calls in. I have heard people have had problems. Look, everybody's having problems. Anybody who's conservative and talking about this stuff, you know, their computer doesn't work.
That's right.
The telecom
connection system goes bad.
So just keep trying, and know if you can't get through, we want to hear from you. Keep calling, keep trying, try from a different phone or what have you. So let's get to the news. Barr says violence by Antifa and others during riot is domestic terrorism. I hate this word because they're going to use it for so many things, and they can turn it on other people. And then we need laws for that. That's what you're hearing. Well, we need law. We don't have law. It's not against the law to throw a brick into a bakery. I mean, Kev, is that not against the law to throw a brick into a bakery?
Yeah.
In
every state.
I thought so. Attorney General William Barr declared that the violence being, quote, instigated and carried out by Antifa and other similar groups in connection to nationwide rioting is domestic terrorism and will be treated accordingly. With the rioting that is occurring in many of our cities around the country, the voices of peaceful and legitimate protests have been hijacked by violent radical elements. Groups of outside radicals and agitators are exploiting the situation to pursue their own separate, violent, and extremist agenda. Okay, for the most part, that's probably correct. Do you have any problems with that? I mean, it's pretty accurate what he says,
no,
I would say.
It's very accurate. And if they cross state lines and get caught in a riot, they're facing some serious federal time.
Okay, here's something that's very interesting. And this lets you know how coordinated this is. So many quote-unquote liberal people, you know, leftists, communists, socialists, that's what they are. Let's call them what they are. I don't like to use the word liberal because Thomas Jefferson was a liberal in a classical sense. So it gives him a bad name. But so many of these socialists on Twitter, Instagram, social media, they're saying something like this. And they're defending Antifa in a backhanded way. Well, you know Antifa stands for anti-fascist. So who's for fascism? Nobody likes fascism. And over, they're saying the same thing like it's coordinated. It's very
of course it's coordinated.
You know, you were the first one that I've heard. And, I mean, the thought crossed my mind. I didn't voice it kind of like you did. What, you know, I mean, was all of this orchestrated and planned? I mean, the whole thing? I don't know. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it certainly begs the question.
Yeah, that killing, that, you know, those people knew each other, you know, down at the local bar.
That's really strange.
Really strange.
They worked in the same place in doing security at a Minneapolis
nightclub.
Or nightclub, whatever.
Yeah, what did they do?
So they worked at the same place.
And what happens at nightclubs? A lot of drugs happen at nightclubs. So could it be a drug war? I don't know. It was just so odd. It was just so odd and just like, you know, it doesn't make sense that he's leaning on. He's handcuffed. You got three cops around him. Pick him up, throw him back in the car. Simple.
It's very peculiar. Very peculiar. Yes. So the new talking point that you'll start to hear is, well, Antifa means anti-fascist. Who's for fascism? That's what you hear. Yeah. Now all the corporations are getting involved. Michael Jordan's even gotten involved and said something. He's the one who famously said, Republicans buy sneakers too, when he was asked to back a Democratic candidate in North Carolina somewhere.
Yeah,
here's what Tim Cook
that.
Had to say. Apple's Tim Cook sends a memo to employees on the death of George Floyd. Here's it. I'm going to read this whole letter because it's very interesting. It's very interesting. Team is what he calls everybody. Team. Right now, there's a pain deeply etched in the soul of our nation and the hearts of millions. Okay, what's that pain? He doesn't define it. What
he's
is
not
the pain?
His bottom line is going down.
Yeah, you're rioting, so you're not buying iPhones. Is that the pain he's feeling?
That's the pain what's that the he's pain? Throwing through.
To stand together. Now, here's the word. He uses the word together, and he uses it several more times. Why do I bring up the word together? So many corporations, like they're reading off a script.
They are
talking about, we are better together. Together we can do better. Together is the solution. Blah, blah, blah. Together, together, together. Why is that interesting? Oh, that just happens to be the campaign slogan that we've seen the Democratic Party use.
Yeah.
We're better together. Hillary Clinton, better together.
And are they going to bring Hillary back in a couple months? I think they might.
Who knows?
That's the rumor.
To stand together, we must stand up for one another. Okay, I agree with you, Tim. We must stand up for each other and recognize the fear, hurt, and outrage rightly provoked by the senseless killing of George Floyd and much longer history of racism. Okay, here's where he's going to start to lose me, because this is no longer an American issue. He's going to turn it into a black and white issue. And the reason this is so scary to me, look, if you were on that Daniel Estulin call, the webinar, and you can still get a copy of it from the Power Mall, we can send you a copy of it. He said some incredibly provocative things in it. And tell me, if you listen to it, if this is now not making sense, and Daniel Estulin seemed like a prophet or something.
Yeah.
He told you all these things.
He sure did.
And the black and white of this, the discussion with Sherry Tenpenny at the end of last week, we're going to have that up on YouTube today. It's a very important interview. There's something that happens when a population reaches a tipping point of about 11% of people who have a convicted ideal, they're willing to proselyte, and they're immune to resistance. We've talked about this. This is exactly what happened in the American Revolution. Exactly. 3%, 2 or 3% picked up a gun, but about, you know, it came to a point where about 10, 11%, they had a certain idea. They believed in independence, and that grew to 40 or 50%, maybe 60% were very sympathetic to this idea, and that was the majority opinion of America. Now, whether they picked up a gun or not, it swelled and it defeated the strongest army in the world.
Sure did.
That's exactly, that's, you know, it doesn't take a mind. What did Samuel Adams say? Doesn't take a minority or a majority to overcome. It takes an irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of men. Why am I saying this? What you are seeing, what I have said over and over and over again, is that you are in the middle of the greatest race in American history since Britain invaded Boston Harbor. And the race is, will 10-11% wake up to the ideal of who we are and the American ideal and some semblance of the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence? Will that reach first, of that convicted ideal, or will it be 10-11% to think America is racist and now let's go into a socialist and let's change everything? We need new laws, and we need to overcome, and we need to have a revolution.
That ain't happening.
Well, you tell me who's winning with this. You tell me who the media is on. You tell me. Where this, it's saying you think, oh, that'll never, see, you say it'll never happen. These people are outside throwing bricks.
They are.
Where's the people? Where's the people throwing the bricks at the cops for breaking the Bill of Rights? You know, not that I'm advocating for that, but I'm just saying, where are they?
I agree. Well, here's the start of
race. It is a race, ladies and gentlemen. This is a race. You look at history, you know anything about history, you know anything about American history, this is a race. And your ideals, your conviction, worth more than they ever, ever had. You are more important than you could possibly know, and I can possibly describe to you in everything that you do. Let's continue reading this letter. That painful past is still present today. What painful past? Slavery? I mean, is that what they're saying? So slavery is still present today? Well, I think white and blacks are both being turned into slaves, but whatever.
We're all slaves.
Not only in the form of violence, but in... Go ahead, Kev. Do you have something to add to that?
Yeah, we're all slaves in this system. You don't think you are? Just step out of line. You'll see how free you are.
Not only... Yes, amen. Not only in the form of violence, but in the everyday experience of deeply rooted discrimination. You know who's discriminated against? People who believe in America. Go tell a majority of police in these big cities that you believe in a constitution. What are you, a constitutionalist?
That's right.
I'm a constitutionalist, you moron. Yeah, I'm a constitutionalist, you usurper.
Yeah, we tie them
ignorant
in
hillbilly.
We tie them in anarchist.
Yeah, you anarchist. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Of course I'm a constitutionalist, you anarchist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But in the everyday experience of deeply rooted discrimination, we see it in our criminal justice system. So what he's saying, the slavery, the racism, what is he saying? See, obviously they went over this and just used buzzword and emotional keywords. They don't say specific things. In a who, Todd? Okay, George Freund is on the line. We'll get him in just a second. Let me finish reading this.
Okay.
Let me finish reading this letter, George, and I'll get you right on. Where are we? In the disproportionate toll of disease on black and brown communities. Disease. I mean, is it in the American government one that done the experiments at Tuskegee Airmen? The syphilis and all that? Isn't the American government done the experiments? Aren't they the ones who pumped in the drugs in the community? Isn't Gary Webb the one who exposed the CIA running the crack, the biggest crack dealer in the world? In America, anyway. The biggest crack dealer in America was the CIA into the black community in L.A.? Isn't that what happened?
He got two shots in the back of the head and called it suicide.
In the inequalities, there's the word. There's this word, ladies and gentlemen. Go look up the word social justice, social equity in Google and see what you come up with. In the inequalities in neighborhood services and educations our children, neighborhood services. Like what? Like the government giving you stuff? Like socialism? Is that what you mean? While our laws have changed, I thought you said you wanted to change laws. So our laws have changed, isn't it? Isn't it against the law to kill people? Kev, isn't it against the law for a cop to sit on your neck for 7 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. And kill you?
And kill you? Isn't that against the law when you're really not resisting? Isn't that already against the law?
I even think it's even against their training manuals.
Oh, it is. It is in Minnesota. They've already pointed that out. As long as you're not openly openly resisting. He was only passively resisting. That's in their manuals. That's not mine. That's their manuals.
I didn't see any resistance at all, but I didn't see the whole thing. But there might have been at one point in time. But
basically.
He's running his mouth.
I'm going to get this letter. We see it in our criminal justice system. In the In the inequalities in neighborhood services and educations we see, while our laws have changed, the reality is that their protections are still not universally applied. Do you know what protections are not universally applied, you technocratic communist? It's the Bill of Rights. Jackass.
Yep.
That's the protections that are not universally applied, you moron. We've seen progress since the America I grew up in. But it is similarly true that communities of color continue to endure discrimination and trauma. Okay, do you have any, not that I'm disputing what you're saying, do you have any facts? Do you have any, in what way? What way? I'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from so many of you that you feel afraid. Feel afraid of what?
What?
What do you feel afraid of? You feel afraid, if you're talking about police, you feel afraid because the police don't work for you and become a gang and they habitually violate your rights, which is what I've been telling you over and over again. Back the blue, that's a joke.
It
becomes a black and white issue where the black people understand this because they've seen it in their neighborhood. So it's not a dispute to them where white people say, oh, we got to back the blue. We got to back law and order.
That's right.
Yeah, I would love to back Law and Order. But the police aren't Law and Order.
Yeah.
They're habitual line steppers.
Yeah.
Habitual line steppers that don't work for you.
The police is criminality. You're coming out of the hood and spilling over into the white communities. And they'll still find out how.
Well, they are with the OxyContins. See, the drugs are being pumped into the white neighborhoods now.
They
so
sure
all
are.
The addictions and the divorce and everything, and the one parent in the home is going to explode. So you wait over the next 5-10 years, how that explodes, and it looks just like that. So what was done to the black communities is going to be done to the white communities. Then they're going to have a different opinion.
That's right. And everybody will be equal. That was an experiment. It worked so well, they said, well, let's do it to the white people, too. And it's working just as well in the white community as it is in the black community.
Afraid in your communities, afraid in your daily lives, and, you know, what's the famous quote? When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny.
Correct.
It's a very famous quote. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. How so? What's the marker? How do you judge it? Where is the line? Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the law. It's the Declaration of Independence, and it's the Bill of Rights. Afraid in your communities, afraid in your daily lives, and most cruelly of all, afraid in your own skin. Again, trying to make it a black and white issue. I'm afraid and I'm white. Jeez Louise. I went to jail for a day. We can hold you for a day. Exactly. Not by the Bill of Rights.
Where's
the media helping me?
Nope.
I mean, you think if they would have killed me that the media would have said anything?
Not a word.
Oh, he was a constitutionalist. He was an extremist.
Yeah, he was an anarchist.
He probably did something. Yeah. He was an anarchist. He probably did something.
Yep. And plus, they charged you $22.50 on top of it.
You know, they didn't charge me. You know what I found out?
Oh, no.
Which is hilarious.
What?
See, this case is still going on. I don't want to say too much. But they did not charge me. Do you know why?
Because they don't want the evidence that you were there overnight.
I wasn't arrested.
No,
in their mind. See, if you go to the court things or whatever, you see all the people arrested, their mugshots. I never appeared because I was never arrested. I was never charged with anything.
Well, that's kidnapping. In Black's Law Dictionary, that's kidnapping.
I know. Amen. See, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, wow, we talk about this awful lot. I talk about this a lot because there is nothing else.
Yeah, we lose this.
Future,
we're done. Yeah.
Your future, your joy, your Bible, your church, your this is everything. Your relationship with God, your ability to worship God, your ability to openly worship God, I should say. Your ability to openly worship God is all wrapped up in this, in these things that we're talking about. Afraid we can have no society worth celebrating unless we can guarantee freedom from fear for every person who gives this country the love, labor, and life. Okay, Tim, see, now he's mixing emotional arguments with legitimate arguments. You cannot guarantee freedom from fear. I cannot guarantee freedom from fear for you. I don't know what I can't control your emotions. I can't control you if you're going to be afraid or not afraid. What I can do is I can guarantee your rights. That's what I can do.
Bingo.
At Apple, our mission is always, and I'm reading a letter by Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. At Apple, our mission has and always will be to create technology that empowers people to change the world for the better. Really, Tim?
I don't think so.
It's a pretty broad statement. It's a pretty broad statement, Tim.
Spying on everybody.
Do you know the symbol of Apple, Kev? Do you know what the symbol is?
Taking a bite out of the apple.
Right. The symbol is an apple with a bite taken out of it. Do you know what that has reference to?
Garden of Eden.
Bingo. It has reference to the Garden of Eden and taking a bite. And this was their way to basically get man to take a bite out of the technocratic
apple. That's right.
Apple.
Step in and a nightmare will happen.
Yeah. Oh, you won't die. You'll be as the gods, knowing good and evil.
Yeah.
We've always drawn strength from our diversity. Really? We've drawn strength from our diversity?
That's nonsense. That is just
There's
nonsense.
No strength in diversity. How many times have we talked about this? There's no strength in diversity.
Correct.
Welcome
strength in the Bill of Rights.
Walk of life, welcome people from every walk of life to our stores around the world, and strive to build an Apple that is inclusive of everyone.
Well, he wants.
We don't want a country that's inclusive of everyone.
No.
Who in the world wants a country inclusive of everyone? Well, you think we want everyone here?
Nope.
We want everyone with every opinion. We want communists to be in our government, openly run for government.
They are in there already.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying, but that's inclusive. That's what inclusive means. Oh my gosh. But together, there's that word again, together, we must do more. Today, Apple is making donations to a number of groups, including
Antifa.
The Equal Justice Initiative, a nonprofit committed to challenging racial injustice. What does that mean? So I'd like to know how they challenge racial injustice.
I'd
like to know. They don't. Ending mass incarceration. Okay, I'm
glad. That's a great idea.
And I hate this word, and protecting the human rights. Why don't they say natural rights? Why don't they say unalienable rights? Why don't they use the word unalienable?
Because humans are beasts.
Why don't these technocrats use the word unalienable?
Because humans are beasts in the Black-Scholes Law's dictionary. They're calling us what they think of us.
The human rights are the most vulnerable people in American society. Oh, you mean like unborn babies who are aborted? You mean those?
Mm-hmm.
Are you protecting those, Tim? Tim, are you protecting those humans? Tim, are you? Are you, Tim?
No, they're making money.
Tim, are you? Are you, Tim? For the month of June, in honor of the Juneteenth holiday. See, I forgot to look this up. I was going to look. What is the Juneteenth holiday?
Never heard of it before.
What is that? Was that some pagan Burning Man nonsense or something?
Probably.
I have no idea. We'll also be matching 2-for-1 all employees' donations. Yeah, we got far today, haven't we? This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. This is everything. This is everything. I'll get to George. George will come right back to you on the other side. There is nothing else, ladies and gentlemen. It is all on the line right now. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. I'm going to hurry. I'll talk more the next hour. I want to finish this. I know this is probably bogging down. I want you to hear the end of this. This is a moment. This is from Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. He's writing a letter to everybody who works for them. This is a moment when many people may want nothing more than to return to normalcy or to a status quo that is being comfortable if we avert our gaze from injustice, as difficult as it may be to admit. See how they turned that whole virus thing? Now they're turning it to, now, oh, you're just a white racist if you want to go back to normal. As difficult as it may be to admit, that desire is itself a sign of privilege. So he's telling you, if you want normalcy, you want to go back to normal of all that we dealt with, forget about the virus, now you got other things, we can't go back to normal. It's a sign of white privilege. It's a sign of you're a selfish ingrate if you do this, basically, is what he's saying. We can't go back to normal. You see how all these corporations are pushing, Antifa, all these, they're all, you cannot go back to normal. We must have change. And what is the change they want? They want socialism. They want communism. They want to remake America. They want to make you forget Thomas Jefferson. George Floyd's death is shocking and tragic proof that we must aim far higher than a, quote, normal future and build one that lives up to the highest ideals of equality and justice. No! We must build one that lives up to the ideals of the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Ladies and gentlemen, this is everything in your future. This is everything. In the words of Martin Luther King, quote, every society has its protectors of status quo and its fraternities of the indifferent who are notorious for sleeping through revolutions. Yes, he used that word. Today, our very survival depends on our ability to stay awake, to adjust to new ideas, to remain vigilant and to face the challenge of change, end quote. With every breath we take, we must commit to being that change and to creating a better, more just world for everyone. There's that world, just, justice, equal justice, social justice. Go look up all those words and see what they mean. They're deeply rooted in Chinese communism, Russian communism, even Germany. Go look. It's just history. Well, you know, they don't teach that in school anymore, so they have no idea. They think they're LeBron James is going to lead them to the promised land or something. That's what these people think. The Martin Luther King quote, he uses the word revolution, sleeping through revolutions. Make no mistake, there is a big part of these socialists, they're instituting a revolution and trying to build up to that 11% where the ideological convicted part of America will push this change and change America. We must reject all these things. I've been talking about police. I'm white. I've been talking about police God knows how long. I've been talking about the injustice of this. How long? It's not a black or white issue. It's an American issue. A couple of callers. George from Canada. Of course, George Frun, guest host quite a bit. We love George. George, you're on the air. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, the state of the world, for sure. You know, I remember 10 years ago I was on Power Hour with Joyce Riley. She was talking exactly about, you know, the terrorists to the left, you know, people who hold Bibles, people who hold their constitutions dear. And she went through a long list because they created a list for these, you know, the police state on who to watch and who to surveil and who to keep track of. And basically that would be the Power Hour Nation as it's described now and Power Hour as it was back then. There's a Thomas Jefferson said a lot of things about newspapers, and I would encourage everybody to take the time to see what he said. One is, the most effectual engines for pacifying a nation are the public papers. A despotic government always keeps a kind of standing army of news writers who, without any regard to truth or to what truth should be like, invent and put into the papers whatever might serve the ministers. This suffices with the mass of the people who have no means of distinguishing the false from the true paragraphs of a newspaper. And in today's era, it's the radio, it's television, and we see something on television, and this army of writers and scripters put some images that, you know, the classic weapon to change society is the propaganda photo. And when you start to look into the background of the players, including the alleged victim, whether he's alive or dead or not, that this may have been orchestrated. Think for a minute what happened before this happened. They were letting everyone out of prison. And now you have this giant gang of thugs burning down cities all over the place. Where do you think they may have come from? It probably wasn't from the church choir. I can pretty much bet on that.
Bingo.
Right? So they were loading the deck before the game started, you know, coming out with some kind of charity. When you talk about Apple, take the Apple image, put it in a mirror, and look at it. And what do you see in this battle between good and evil, right and wrong? An alien head. So when you see these people talking about this social justice and all that kind of, Justica was a Roman goddess. So, you know, we have to start looking at pagan religions when they put this statue up and imply that there's some sort of justice. We believe they're looking into constitutional rights and freedoms, but they're not. They've captured justice and turned it into something else. And the big part is the history of Antifa. Started in Germany, of all places, in 1932, and the German one, Antifa-sich, Action with a K. And they were like these strong-arm people in the street that were working with another group, the National Socialist German Workers' Party. But they had a falling out of who's going to be in charge, so then the fascists, as we know and understand them, were at loggerheads with this people. But they were there to be in the streets, to be the thugs, and they were bringing in a communist, as in Leninist thing, as opposed to Hitler, which was a national communism. So instead of international communism, you had national communism. Oh, lovely. You know, do you want to be shot or do you want to be stabbed? How about neither? You know, that was the choice you're getting. So these people are taking up all the dirty roots from the 1930s and presenting it to us as this. Donald Trump is just right on the money for declaring this a terrorist organization. It always has been. It's probably the worst kind of communism that anyone ever, you have to bring back McCarthy to even begin to understand it, never mind deal with it. It's just that bad. And the beauty of it is there's a lot of popular lib-left money filtering into this organization, and it would be beautiful if you see some of them, maybe it's George Soros or Gates or someone taken away in cuffs and hauled away for supporting a terrorist group. That, you know, cause for celebration. You can only hope. One of the other big things that I found from one of my researchers today is George Floyd was an actor, but he was a porn star.
And that's what I heard.
A lot of people recognized him. I don't particularly want to look at it, but his videos are posted on a site. I have some amazing researchers. You know, some of them are descendants of political leaders here in Canada. Other of them are just senior citizens with a lot of academic credentials who, for the, you know, they're not ones to go out in public and speak. They prefer not to. But this chap was in the MK Ultra program, and he was abused by the CIA in his time, and he's made it his mission to always know the truth and what's going on. And he delves into, if I want to fact check something, I just send it out to him, and it doesn't take too long before he's right on the money with me with very detailed things. So the website was called The Habib Show.
Let me interrupt, George. What is your friend that was involved in all that, experienced all that? What does he say about what we're seeing?
Well, basically,
right here with all this rioting.
This is, for lack of a better word, based on a lot of the things he told me, I wrote a blog on the weekend, Regime Change 101. And this is the same type of thing that was used by the United States in many, many places. And I'm reading a book from one of my guests from before on the Dulles brothers and how they did regime change in Guatemala. And as I'm reading this, I'm looking at what's going on, set up a radio station in Honduras, broadcast anti-Arbenz messages into the country, have a cardinal with the Catholic Church, reveal all kinds of nasty things about them to mobilize the public to get them into the street, and then send in a few soldiers to start to do the coup d'etat and take over the government regime change. This is the classic plot for this. And we're seeing it here.
So basically what we've done to the rest of the world is now being done to us.
Well, it's just like, you know, how to start a fire, you know, little kindling, bigger sticks, put on some logs and you got a bonfire. It's the same thing. You know how to unseat someone. So now we're getting into the most contentious election probably in American history. There's no sense rioting after Trump wins again. Do it before.
Yeah.
And start a regime change.
Yeah, stay right there, George. George, stay with us a second. Kev, I know you had a couple stories. Just go through, just for everybody who had, and I know a lot of people listen to this and they get their news from us, so we're really not giving a complete picture of what's going on. You have to understand, every major city in America right now is literally on fire, one form or another. Pretty much every major city has had some sort of fire, breaking, looting, rioting. Smaller cities, Cape Girardeau had rioting, looting in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Wow.
Go ahead, Kev. Just go through a couple stories.
Well, I think this next story, I think, is what the story is going to break their back, to be honest with you. I think Trump is going to come out spitting fire. Historic John's church across from the White House, torched by violent leftists. Torched historic
now that
John,
church, now,
St.
Now that
John
church,
church across
that church
from the
is the church Thomas Jefferson.
It did. Everybody did. Everybody. Beginning it with everybody from James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, until president. Every person who has held office of the presidency has gone to this church. And they set a fire to it last night. I think that was the biggest, dumbest move that they could possibly do. I think Trump is going to go nuts and bring the fury of God down on him. That's just my opinion.
Well, it puts him in a bad position because, you're going to see some images. There's going to be like blacks and water cannons or blacks and dogs, whether they deserve it or not, or whether they're rioting. It's going to be portrayed as a black and white issue. It's going to be a huge divide and cause an emotion. Is our side ready for the emotional, to fight?
Yep. I'm ready to fight.
Well, that's what's going to be. I mean, they're bringing it all to a boil because they can't do, America really does have a chance to do something here. And they cannot succeed unless they do this. And read a couple other stories.
The cornerstone of that church was set in September 14th, 1815. So they picked the wrong place to burn. Anonymous. Here's a really good one. Anonymous declares war on the Minneapolis police with a video message attributed to the hacker group. We do not trust a corporate organization to carry out justice, so we will be exposing your many crimes to the world. How great.
Fantastic.
V for Vendetta.
Fantastic.
Love it. I love it.
Susan Rice, Susan Rice, former Obama administration.
Former traitor or still traitor. Yeah. Alleged. I said alleged.
When they asked her about all this, she said, it probably was the Russians. She blamed the Russians on this.
Yeah.
Any other story?
I think,
Todd, do we have another caller?
I think the Russians set all these bricks around the big cities, too. Mysterious bricks pile up throughout major cities. Several videos have showed pictures of large pallets of bricks left in cities around the U.S. are fueling theories of organized groups are funding the violence that raged throughout the weekend in America.
Who in the world's piling bricks up in these cities?
Well, we got people. You got to have ammo, and that's their ammo. So,
well, who in the world has bricks? Who in the world's putting bricks?
National I don't know.
Guard now authorized to use live ammo as nationwide protests spread.
Yeah, they killed somebody in Louisville.
Louisville,
they killed somebody in the National Guard.
Do you know where this is going to go? They're going to shoot somebody. They're going to shoot the wrong person, or they're going to have it set up, and it's going to be, oh, you shot the grandma who was just here protesting her poor nephew or whatever, and it's going to be
as every window was busted down the street. Right. That ain't going to jive. I think they made a big mistake, and they have lost.
Well, my only hope is to go into civil war or some, you know, I mean, civil war is a strong word, but some sort of chaotic.
They got Barr talk. They got Barr talking about anybody crosses state lines is going to go to jail. You know, they got Trump saying he'll stop this and stop it fast with the National Guard. So, I mean, I think we have the right people in place. I hope, at least I pray.
Okay, it's already started. Activist Post, this is a very important story. Light them up. Military and police open fire on innocent people in their own home. And there's a video of it. That's what's going to happen. And they're going to
That was with rubber bullets though, wasn't it? They wouldn't get inside.
If you got hit by a rubber bullet sitting there on your porch by a few National Guard people coming down, what would you do, Kev? What would you do?
They were pushing them in the house. This is what I heard. They were pushing them off the streets and then going into their house. They wouldn't go into their house, so they shot them with rubber bullets. They weren't just sitting on the rubber part.
They don't have to go in their house.
I know, but I'm
God
just
Almighty.
Saying.
What is this?
No, I agree.
China?
But
they can sit on their porch. If they want to sit on their porch. They showed the video of it.
I didn't see it. I just heard some people talking about it. How they were pushing them down the street to get out of the city and into their house. They wouldn't leave the street, so they started to shoot and. Got it out of control a little bit.
What does China think of this? A state newspaper.
Oh, they're
China
laughing.
It's calling violent riots in U.S. cities retribution, quote unquote, for Washington's support of pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, adding that they are a beautiful sight.
Yeah, they squashed that Hong Kong pretty good. You don't hear nothing about the protest in Hong Kong.
The biggest story not involved with coronavirus or rioting. Notice how this coronavirus is being pushed aside because this was turned out to be such a fraud.
Yeah, and it's okay for everybody to be 2 feet away. Oh, that's fine. Before they would arrest you. What a
right,
joke.
Right, right. These Democratic states, you can't go to church.
You can't go to church.
Oh, but you can go protest and riot and throw bricks. That's fine.
That's right. Sure, that's yeah. But as long as you
John
stay-
Roberts, I want to make you aware of this. Gentlemen. John Roberts, a traitor.
Traitor, allegedly.
No, not allegedly. A traitor. He rewrote the Obamacare bill.
Affordable care.
Yeah. A California church had argued that putting a limit on crowd size violates constitutional guarantees of religious freedom. The U.S. Supreme Court late Friday rejected that church's request to ease restriction on attendance at worship services in the court's first effort to balance religious freedom and public health during the coronavirus pandemic. Of course, it went right down the line for conservative, for not conservative, and Justice Roberts, supposedly the bastion of conservative constitutional freedom in America, sided with Sotomayor and the Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the troll that lives under the bridge.
The troll that lives underneath the bridge. We've already discussed that years ago. That is confirmed.
Now, this is an important point I want to get into your mind. What they are doing is the government is pushing to be the one who decides what you can and can't do, to be your father. And so this case became is the church sovereign into of itself, as the First Amendment guarantees, and they can make these decisions themselves, or who makes the decision? Now, you have to understand, in this church, they were following social distance guidelines. They said, okay, we'll keep people 6 feet apart, we'll do this and this, we'll make this a, we'll follow all these CDC regulations. The church said that, and the Justice Roberts still sided with the government, said, no, the government can limit it. So who can make the decision in your life? And this is a microcosm of the battle for the future. Who will make the decisions of your life? Will government do it? Or yeah. Will you be able to do it because you're endowed by God and you have that divinity within you and that right, that unalienable right within you to do these things?
Well, I hope the church defies them. I hope the church defies them because they're in the right and Roberts is in the wrong.
George, we got about 6-7 minutes. Are you still there, George?
Yes. How can I stop listening to you?
I don't know. Turn on.
I'm in a trance.
Some people have no problem. Some people have no problem, George. Don't worry.
they're probably on the other side.
Yeah, as soon as they hear us, they cut us off.
We have Frank in Ohio. I want to get Frank in Ohio, see his comment, and then last thoughts from you, George. Frank, can we get Frank in Ohio at the same time there, Todd? Okay, Frank in Ohio, you are live on the air, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, just a couple things. Hey, first of all, thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I want to say, Scripture says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. I want to salute all the law enforcement officers out there putting up with all this stupidity and insanity. And I want to salute, in particular, Patrick Underwood, who was shot and killed two law enforcement officers out in Oakland, California, that were drove up on and shot once in critical. And this officer, Patrick, enforcement officers out there for trying to deal with all this insanity. They're everyday human beings with a heck of a job, and they're in between a rock and a flat place. So, you know, I want to salute all the law enforcement officers out there for doing the best job that they possibly can. Hey, thank you for taking the call. Hey, you're
Frank,
right about
Frank,
Susan,
hey, Frank,
right?
Stay right there, Frank. Frank, stay right there. I don't think they're doing the best job they can.
Maybe.
I don't think they are. I don't think they are. Do you? I don't think. Now, are you talking about dealing with these protests or these demonstrators? Are you talking about,
yes,
what are you
sir.
Talking about? Okay,
yes,
I see.
Yes, sir. Dealing with law enforcement, protect and serve, you know, they're put in between a rock and a flat place.
And, okay, and you see, this is the problem. Hold on, Frank, hold on. This is the problem. You think, who was it that enforcing all this coronavirus BS? And that making this church and then taking the people's license plates number? It was police. That's
correct.
The point I'm trying to get at. Until we wake up to the idea like our tyranny is those police, whether, oh, they're doing a good job. The police are executing the tyranny in America.
Did they stop the all police? That looting, that robbing and looting? No.
I think it's above their heads. And we had a demonstration here in Canton, Ohio, and the law enforcement handled it beautifully.
Well, that's there.
So they were directed by other people above them how to deal with it. A few people got pepper sprayed. And we don't want no burning and looting and rioting here in Canton, Ohio.
No,
yeah, but I'm with you on this,
and I want to make that clear. There are so many good police, especially in this situation. It's almost a no-win situation, unfortunately. And they're going to push them to certain things. And, oh, the cop made a mistake. Oh, my gosh. You know, how the cop not supposed to make a mistake right now? He's a no-win situation. But let me be clear. America has accepted these police to act like they're acting and given them carte blanche to then go into churches and stop them from worshiping or to take their license plate or fine them $500 in Mississippi. I mean,
yeah,
that is a disgrace. That is a disgrace.
They took an oath.
Those damn police should be in jail Yep. They should be in jail. They're oath breakers. They're treasonous. That is a disgrace. And you want to know, as we go forward in America, the tyranny, these protesters, these demonstrators, these looters are not going to be the problem with America. This is not our weakness. Our weakness is that we, the so-called Americans, conservative Americans, are accepting government and their tyrannical ways. These police who enforce this coronavirus BS are treasonous. Until we accept that, until we take ownership of that, nothing will change, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple. Anyway, go ahead. Your last thought. Your thought.
Daniel. Up there in Minneapolis, they've been controlling the Democratic Party. The treasonous Democratic people have been in control of Minneapolis, okay, where the problems are going down.
I agree with you. And who is it that enforces their treasonous dictates? Who is it that enforces it? Who is it that comes to the door and makes these businesses shut down? Who is it?
The cops.
The police. Sorry, George. Frank, great call. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life